and make soap out of that. So the ashes can be of great value. And also use them on your garden and stuff like that. Just a little hint.
You ever seen that done?
On gardening?
Well, bad.
I've always used ashes, yes. I've always used ashes in my garden. Even just my charcoal ashes when I'm cooking stuff, I use ashes on it. Insofar as making lye into, making ashes into lye, I've never seen it done, but I've read about the process and Foxfire and places like that. And I have an interest in it because I want to do it sometimes myself.
Ask you about a few things around the house. What would you say you would find in a typical living room that you would not find anywhere else in the house?
A sofa or a couch.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah, I think they are. I call them same thing.
Ever heard of the old-fashioned?
Settee. Settee, yeah. That's what I've heard of before. Oh, there's another thing. Love seat? That's a specialized type of couch. It's a very small couch, like a two-seater. Because that's all you need to make love, unless you have to be strange tendencies, in which case you'd have three or four people there. Orgy seat. I'm sure there's some other words, though, but I...
You ever heard of something like a Davenport and Chesterfield?
Oh, yeah, Davenport's Chesterfield. Yeah, you're right there. I just don't use those words very much myself.
Have you ever heard of music in this area?
Yeah. I know somebody named Davenport, as a matter of fact. I've heard of Davenport's before. Also, just call them seats, I guess. You could just call it a seat.
Okay, so what besides a sofa?
You might, in some places, if they have intelligence, they might have a bench.
Yeah.
And they have chairs, of course. Well, that's not exclusive to the one room.
Would you make any kind of distinctions among different types of chairs?
You mean different types of names?
Yeah.
Well, I'd say you might see recliners in a living room, but then you might see them more in the den too, though. But I'd say, yeah, possibly there. Upholstered, padded chairs, maybe more. Mm-hmm. You might see more of your antique type stuff.
What about what you're saying?
Good old American plastic.
What about a chair that's
pop,
you know,
chairs,
that
you
the
might
Kennedy
say.
Used? For his back, you call that a
rocking chair. Yeah, rocking chair. Yeah, sure. You see rocking chairs. You might see those in dens also. Matter of fact, we just bought a rocker recently. Come to think of it, probably I'll take the interview in. I probably feel better.
What, say one that won't rock, that, you know, has a
straight back chair. You might even see something like a swan neck chair, something like that, a very ornate type of chair. Cane bottom chairs you might see. Cane bottom, there's another word for cane bottom, I know. I'm not too sure what it is though. Pretty interesting. Reed chair, maybe. Reed chair. You see bean bags, things like that. Perhaps. It depends on the house and whether it has a, see, if it has only a living room, then you're going to see a mixture of things. Whereas if you have a living room in a den, you'll find the more comfortable chairs, the type where you can sort of lie down and sink into and really get, you know, funky and out of it. Into a, those type in the den, then the stuff where you're supposed to sit here and be very adult and solemn and things like that, these damn uncomfortable kitchens and living rooms.
Well, what about typical things that you would have in, the place, the part of the house that you sleep in, you just call that
I would call that a bedroom, preferably.
Okay, what about typical things?
Sleeping room, perhaps. Sleeping quarters. It all depends on. I'm planning to build a house. I'm planning to put a loft into it. So there's another example of an attic being, if we accept loft to be an attic, then I'm using the word wrong. But I'm saying a loft in the sleeping term would be quite appropriate, I believe. Well, I don't think I'll save your nose.